Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, have you been to the beach today? It is a glorious day, isn't it? I was walking in here this morning and it put me in a good mood, the beautiful sunshine shining all over Dublin and indeed hopefully the rest of the country as well. Well, we're talking beaches because TripAdvisor has published its top 10 lists of the best beaches in Ireland. You should check it out and see if your local beach that you love is on it. Inchidani Beach in Clonakilty, County Cork has come out on top. It's number one, but there are other ones there too. Kerry has taken 6 places in the top 10 and there's a scattering around the rest of the country. We sadly do not make any of the top 10 in the world. We might talk a little bit about that because I'm joined now by Paul O'Connella, which is he's the travel editor of the Irish Independent, to talk about the choices. Do we agree with them? Is your local beach better than Inchidani? Is pretty lovely though, isn't it? And what we might expect from a good beach? How do we assess them? Paul, you're very welcome.
Ciara, how are you doing?
How's it going? Do you think that this list of beaches did they hit the right notes? Did they get the right beaches? Do they miss out on some glaringly obvious ones?
That's a good question. I think one of the reasons to do these lists is to get conversations
yes.
and controversy going, of course. So, look, it'd be hard to say to take any of these 10 and say they don't deserve to be there, but I could certainly tell you 10, if not 20 more, that should be in the shake-up. They go Inchidani first, then you mentioned a load from Kerry, Bannastrand, Inch Bay is there.
Do you think maybe TripAdvisor only went to the southwest? Is that the only place they've been?
They say that the results are based on TripAdvisor ratings and reviews that come through from users over the past year. And they do these lists each year, and they do them not just for beaches, but for hotels and B&Bs and attractions and so on. So what they will say to you is, over the past year, these are the beaches that got the most inquiries and ratings and reviews from their users. But I mean, I've already had people on Twitter saying, my God, no beach in Donegal on there. And I took a beautiful walk last week from Dunfanaghy out to Tramore. It's 30 minutes from the nearest road in through these beautiful undulating dunes. And I just felt like I was in a certain National Geographic style wilderness. And it's nowhere near the list. So that's the beauty of it, I suppose, is that you'll always have your little coves and your strands. And then you'll have much more populated and much busier places that make them.
Yeah, I mean, there's some obvious ones that I think are missing. My favourite beach, I think, probably in the country is Dogs Bay over in Ranstown. It's a stunning, incredible...
Oh, yeah, that's lovely, yeah.
It's an amazing beach. But, I mean, there's like all along the Western Seaboard, Enniscrone is stunning. But even closer to home for me, places like British. British is like California on a sunny day. I mean, it really is, as you mentioned. But you mentioned the dunes and the rolling surf and it's the endless beaches. Curraghcloe is another similar kind of a one. Endless white sands, and on a sunny day, it's like looking out, you know, from somewhere I imagine in California that I've never been to. But
yeah, exactly. We had actually in our own Irish Independent Reader Travel Awards, which just came out in January, we have a best beach category, and two of the ones you've just mentioned were on it. Curraghcloe topped it, and readers described it as like Portugal, but without the sort of the 40 degree temperatures. And they also pointed out the access is good. It's also, there is some wheelchair friendly access. There's lifeguards there. There's a lovely nature reserve at the end of it. So that's obviously ticking a lot of boxes. Another beach they mentioned was British Bay, which isn't on the TripAdvisor list, but I know that a lot of people from Wicklow and Dublin have really fond memories of that.
Listen, we all kind of, that was our stomping ground when we were kind of growing up. That's where all our families brought us down, and you did the little punnet of chips, and it's the stuff of legend. But are you saying that these reviews are literally just people, you know, vote 4 stars, 3 stars or whatever, and they correlate? So there isn't actually a set of criteria, cleanliness, accessibility. They're not actually being assessed in any really robust way.
No, this is a sort of top line info of the beaches in Ireland that people go on to TripAdvisor to rate and to review. So they might write a little review, you know, I love the great facilities, but the park needed a clean, or they might say, you know, this is just my favorite beach ever. So they take all those positive mentions and star ratings and then just compile them up. So
okay.
All of these reviews, you know, ultimately these ratings and lists, once you test them and bat them about, they're only ever sort of subjective and representative of certain people's opinions. So they get the conversation rolling. And I, you know, the net result for Ireland and Irish tourism, I suppose, is that you come away thinking, gosh, there are some amount of world-class beaches out there. And say we have a like this, let's go.
Yeah. stay with me, Paul, because we just want to try and fix your line a little bit. But one of our listeners, Dennis, is on the line. Dennis, what's your favourite beach in Ireland?
Oh, without doubt, Ross Bay in Glenbeigh, County Kerry.
Yeah, it's another beautiful one.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to spend all my summers growing up there. My mother's from Glenbeigh, so it's a magnificent beach. You've got the mountains of Dingle on one side of you and the McGillicuddy Reeks on the other. And it's a fabulous, safe beach for people as well. It doesn't get deep very quickly. In fact, you'd have to go out a long, long way to get into deep
water. And that's
water.
That's actually one of the great joys of a beach. If it shelves, suddenly, you know, you get nerves if you're not a strong swimmer or if you've got kids with you. But whereas if you have that slow, kind of undulating deepening of the water, it's safe. It feels great. You can kind of, you know, you can be a bit brave.
Yeah. Yeah, no, certainly Ross Bay is like that. It's totally 100% safe. You have to go out a long, long way. Now, some people mightn't like that, but for most people, it's a good feature.
And you were there when you were young, Dennis. You're not still living in the area?
No, I wasn't born there. My mother is from Glenbeigh. I still have a lot of family living there,
yeah. And
we were lucky enough to have a house there. So I would have got down there a lot more before, as children get older and everything, it tends to be harder to get down there. So, but I still, on a day like this, that's where I always like to be.
Yeah, and today is the day for the beach. It's a glorious day for a walk. Maybe it's still a bit cold for the likes of me, who's a bit of a wuss, but it is glorious. I actually used to live when I was in college, I used to live with two Kiris from Glenbeigh, whose mum owned a hotel.
The Glenbeigh Hotel.
Yes. We had some wild times.
Well.
If they're listening in, we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an absolute lovely one. And thank you for getting in touch with us. Harry says, Inchidani is overrated. There are nicer beaches close by, but I'm not telling you where. I won't be divulging that. They are hidden treasures. Yeah, when people find a beach that they love, sometimes it's best not to mention. Someone else says, his Keel Beach on Achill Island is a beautiful place, and that's from Tom. I've never been to Achill, and I would love to go, and it's an oversight on my part. Paul, I'm bringing you back in here. What did you make of the list from you who is so widely travelled for around the world, the top 10 around the world? Would they have tallied with what you would have considered the best beaches?
I wish I could tell you. I've been to all of these. Baía de Sancho in Brazil is the number one beach in the world. I haven't been to it, but I can tell you it certainly looks gorgeous from the pictures. And it's a UNESCO World Heritage site, so it's removed from the crowds. It's different to the kind of carnivalesque shots you'll see from downtown Brazil. The one that I think most listeners may be familiar with is La Concha in San Sebastian. So if you've visited San Sebastian, which is a beautiful city break at any time of year, that's the scallop-shaped curving beach that just rings out from the front of the town with a little island in the middle of it. It's gorgeous. Hemingway set, I can't remember the book now, but he's seen a famous scene from one of his books in it. You'll find people from doing their Camino walking by it. That's gorgeous, and that's well deserved. And then there was a Grace Bay in the Turks and Caicos is on there. And also, if you've anyone who's traveled to Florida, a beach called Clearwater Beach. But I don't see, there's no beaches from the Greek islands on there in the top 10.
And
if I was
crazy,
I would definitely throw one or two of those in.
I think I was at La Concha when I was a child, because we were in San Sebastian on holidays when I was little, but I have never been back since, and that's another place to go. I almost made it to the Isla Mujeres in Mexico, because I was in Cancun at one stage long ago and almost made it there, but then decided it wasn't worth the visit on the boat that day. And now I'm kind of feeling regretful that I haven't seen one of the top beaches in the world, which seems a shame. If you had to be put to the pin of your collar for picking the best beach in Ireland, and you can only pick one. I mean, the suggestions are coming in. People are sending me stunning photos, I have to say, of Donegal and all along the Atlantic, the Wild Atlantic Way. I mean, they're stunning, and the wet sand is mirroring the sky and the mountains, and I mean, it's incredible. And yet, none of them are on the list, so it does seem mad. But what about you?
You should share some of those pics on Twitter.
We're retweeting them all.
Okay, I'm going to just go from the heart and say on the west coast, Keem Bay. You mentioned Keel on Achill, but Keem Bay is just a little bit further along, and you come at it from a height. It's an old deep bay that they used to fish basking shark, and there's just an old sort of Coast Guard hut overlooking it. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then on the East Coast, I live in Wicklow myself, and the East Coast is always underrepresented in these lists, but there's a lovely little beach in Wicklow called Silver Strand.
I love Silver Strand. It's like, to me, like Portugal, because it has the kind of rock formation-y, sort of cavey things.
Here's a fact for you. The Count of Monte Cristo was a movie with Jim Caviezel a couple of years ago, and the scene where he gets out of prison and wakes up on the Côte d'Azur was filmed on that beach.
Ha! You see? There you go. I love it. Thank you very much for talking to us. That is Paul O'Connealy here, travel editor with the Irish Independent. What do you think? What's your favourite beach? Send us a picture, Twitter, at Lunchtime Live NT, or text us 53106. I would love to know, because Ireland is bloody stunning, particularly in the sunshine. I know we don't get enough of it, but you know, and our vitamin D and everything, which by the way we will be talking about later, but do send us your pictures, and I like to see a little bit of competition. People are getting a little bit competitive about where their beaches are. Loads more though coming up after this on Lunchtime Live. That we are getting coming in, because we did talk about beaches before the news there, and TripAdvisor have published their top 10 list of Irish beaches, and not an awful lot of you agreeing with the list. Lots of people getting in touch with their own top picks. Someone says, Ciara, it has to be Ventry. It is really shallow for ages. It is perfect for the kids, or indeed the big kids who like to sit in the water on hot days. That's one of my favourite things to do. I'm obviously very lazy. Someone else says, hi Ciara, it's a misleading list and headline. It should be headline voted beaches, the best kept secret. Not anymore if you read this out. Lettergesh Beach in Connemara is also known as Lettergesh Heaven. And that's from Graham from the Glen of Aherlow. I haven't heard of Lettergesh. I'm sure it's quite lovely, but I haven't heard of it. Send me a picture. Someone says Castle Rock and Down Hill, County Derry, where Game of Thrones was filmed. We were there last week with the kids. It stretches across to Donegal. It's amazing. Someone says Liv Sa Beach is my favourite. That's from Tom. I don't know where Liv Sa is, but I'm sure it's beautiful. Someone says, Ciara, the Waterford beaches are absolutely the Waterford beaches are absolutely beautiful. We are spoilt down here. I've heard people talking about, is it Lismore or Ardmore, as in stunning beaches, and of course all around Dunmore East is a stunning part of the country for sure. But Sheila's on the line, one of our listeners. Sheila, you're a big fan of beaches. Where's your favourite?
Oh, my favourite one is Camp, and it's a little bit near a village of the same name on the north side of the Dingle Peninsula.
Dingle is another beautiful part of the country. And are you have a lovely, very posh accent. Are you from Kerry yourself?
Good Lord, no.
Good.
I'm from Talla.
Are you? Well, you have the Talla ladylike accent there, for sure. You're like, and do you go down there on holidays? Is that how you know?
That's where you'll get to everywhere.
Is it holidays you go to that beach on?
Oh, absolutely. I think my late husband and myself, we were on almost every beach in Ireland.
Really?
Or another.
And is that what you guys used to do? You used to go around the country on a kind of a grand...
Oh, yes. And particularly the West and... Yeah. Clare and Kerry.
And
Camp, the reason why I picked it out was that we arrived from a hectic drive down from Dumbrum, and had a little meal in a local pub and walked down to this beach, and there were few people on it, not a shop in sight, and perfect.
And would you be somebody who would just sit in the sand or walk on the sand, or are you a swimmer?
Or walking on the sand. Then if you go to Kilkee, beautiful rock and rock pools and this and watch. I'm at an age that I watch other people doing these things.
Do you mentioned your late husband. Do you miss that now?
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, I do actually, but I can hear it. Thank you for talking to me, Sheila. That sounds lovely and such beautiful memories to have.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I picture them back very often, and it's a lovely memory to have. And I just thank God for all the years we did have.
Well, fair play to you. Look, listen, thank you for coming on and talking to me. I'm sure that is a very beautiful part of the country, and it's nice to see and hear from people who have spent some happy times there. Thank you for that. Peter is also on the line from Drogheda.
Peter, hi, Ciara.
Peter, where's your favourite beach?
Well, my favourite beach would be Enniscrone in County Sligo, Ciara.
Oh, it's another gorgeous one.
Yeah, we have two friends, for me and my wife, Ned and Lizzie, by the way. They live over there, and any chance we get to go over there, we go over and visit, because it's an absolutely beautiful beach. But just outside Drogheda and Ciara, we have a little beach, Termin Fechan, and it wouldn't be that well known, like, but it's lovely. It's a lovely little beach on the East Coast, like, you know.
The East Coast isn't getting an awful lot of love here today. Everyone's talking about the Wild Atlantic Way and Donegal and Kerry, but the East Coast has some fab beaches.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's like in our county, in County Louth, like alone, we have four or five great beaches, like, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They wouldn't be widely known, but they're lovely beaches, like. But they're quiet, and you don't get loads of people on them. So that's what's good about them, Ciara, you know.
Did you ever have an owl seaweed bath down in Enniscrone?
I didn't. My wife did.
I've had one or two myself, and I'm kind of nearly surprised myself, because you get into a huge old Victorian enamel bath full of slimy seaweed, but you come out very nice the other side of it.
Yeah, you do. I didn't venture for it.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised at myself, because when you look into the kind of the seaweed, it's a bit murky looking. But having said that, I was younger in those days and maybe a bit more adventurous. But anyway, look, thank you for that and giving a bit of a shout out to Louth. Robert's on the line. Robert, you're a tour director. You must know of some hidden gems around the country.
Yeah, there's quite a few, all right, Ciara, you know. Like, I suppose I'd be interested to know where the TripAdvisor people come from. Are they all American, you know, tourists? Like, and I suppose the one in Inchidani, I would probably hazard a guess that people are staying in the hotel, you know, the in Inchidani Lodge and Spa, and maybe they were overlooking the beach, so they were commenting on the hotel and the beach. Because, you see, Inchidani would be kind of off the beaten track for tourists, you know?
Yeah. So, Inchidani is a stunner, though. I mean, it's.
Oh, absolutely! But like, you know, what would bring the people down there? Like, I'm just wondering. I'd be very interested to know how it actually won the accolade.
Yeah, well, it was people on TripAdvisor, you know, the website where people.
Yeah, I know that. Whatever. Yeah, but
they've just voted. Now, Clonakilty is a hugely popular destination, and there is, of course, the Inchidani Hotel with lovely food and views. And I mean, I've actually surfed on Inchidani Beach, and I wouldn't be a big one for surfing.
Well, like my kind of question is, like, I'm not knocking Inchidani, you know, because I'm a Cockman, right?
Ah, yeah, you see, you couldn't.
But we'll say I bring people on the Ring of Kerry, right? And the Ring of Kerry is obviously one of the most popular tourist routes. And like, or even the Ring of Dingle, we'll say.
Yeah.
And you have Inch Beach, you have Camall Beach there. And, you know, there's like Derry Nan, there's beautiful, beautiful beaches down there in Kerry. And
Kerry got a lot of love. I think Kerry was 6 out of the 10 top 10 beaches. So Kerry punched above its weight, although Kerry's weight is pretty mighty when it comes to beaches. Inch is another stunner, isn't it?
But just, beautiful. I mean, obviously, Rathbane Inch, like, almost giant.
And Bannistrand. I remember Bannistrand from my childhood days.
Yeah, well, you say if you come out from under Mount Brendan, Ciara, there's almost a beach continuously right around to Benny, you know. The Famile Beach, that's under Mount Brendan. Come right around then through Tralee, by the golf club there, and around by Benna. So that's almost a continuous beach for nearly about 30 miles.
And even better, sure, they're all in the kingdom, and they're all full of Kerry people, so you can't go wrong, really.
Anyway, but my favourite one, and this is a challenge now for you, up in County Mayo, Lost Valley. It's an area that I discovered 2 years ago.
I like the name.
And you go in, and to be fair now, look, I'm not, you know, I'll promote him because he's a nice gentleman, but he has a walking tour. But when you go on the tour, you know, there's a beach, a private beach that only you will be on. And it's completely private, and it's white sand.
Ah, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
And in my opinion, it's one of the nicest beaches
in
the country.
Isn't there a fabulous beach, and it's got a name, Askelga. It's over in the west, in Connemara, and the sand is actually little bits of broken coral.
They'll be up alongside Connemara Golf Club. I think I know what you're talking about. It's amazing.
And there's an amazing beach there, and there's another amazing beach that has a graveyard onto the beach. And I know that sounds a bit weird, but it's gorgeous. It's a really stunning place.
Yeah.
It'll come to me, or somebody will text in where it is. Look, thank you for that. Thank you indeed, Robert. Loads of people letting us know. Do let me know, because I'm thinking, what's that town? Ross Ross something. Anyway, in Connemara, fabulous beaches, with one with a cemetery and one with coral on the beach. Really stunning. Someone says, Ciara, Curragh Close, 6 miles of beaches, no hurdy-gurdies or chippers in sight. Yeah, and our texters are also going international now. Ciara, my favourite beach is Horseshoe Bay in Bermuda. Yes, I'm boasting. And that's from Brian. Brian, if I'd been to Bermuda, I'd probably boast too. Someone says Barrafundel Bay in Wales. That's a lovely name, isn't it? Beautiful. That's from Neil, who's a Welshman living in Dublin. Ah, Neil, I say your heart is broken looking across the sea. Barrafundel, that sounds like a lovely place. Someone says, Ciara, the best beach in the world is Whitehaven Beach in Queensland, Australia. Hands down, never been on a beach so amazing before or since. Good to know, we put that on the bucket list. And someone else says, Banna and Inch in Kerry, stunning, stunning, stunning beaches. And Newborough, Anglesey, Wales. Wales is getting loads of texts in. Thank you for everybody getting in touch, 53106, with your top beaches. And that's off the back of the TripAdvisor list published today. Now, we still have a competition where one of our lucky listeners is going to win big today on Lunchtime Live, because the wonderful World of Disney on Ice returns to Dublin from May 10th to 12th. The skating spectacular at the City West Hotel includes characters from all your favourite Disney movies like Toy Story, Frozen, The Lion King. Tickets don't go on sale till this Thursday, but one of you can win a family pass for yourself. That's two adults and two children, and an overnight stay and dinner at the City West Hotel on Friday, May the 10th. And we're giving one away of those family passes and tickets and overnights and dinners and all to somebody every single day on the show. And all you have to do is tell us which Disney movie this is from.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
It's kind of nice, isn't it? Is that Angela Lansbury? I'm not giving anything away anyway. But look, text us your answer. What movie is that? What Disney movie is that? Text your name and your answer to us now on 53106 and you will win those four tickets to the wonderful World of Disney on Ice, an overnight stay and dinner in the City West Hotel. And that's just such a nice outing. And I'm feeling all, God, between the good feel-good factors of beaches and Disney, today's show feels very nice. Where's the outrage, I ask you? We need a bang of Ivan Yates in here. Someone says, Ciara, you're thinking of Coral Strand in Carra Row. Yes, I am. Carra Row is a stunning place for beaches. And that's also where the beach is with the cemetery, and it's amazing. And someone else says, beaches. What about talking about beaches where you can nude swim? Yes, there's quite a few of them, including one in Dorky. Coming up after this, though, we're going to be talking about VAT on health supplements. A lot of you very annoyed about it. I think it's dead right.